Yes, well, good morning. Praise the Lord. This is another new day the Lord has given us. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God says in all things to rejoice, in all things give thanks. And I just want to praise the Lord for another opportunity to share His Word and another day where we can breathe and trust the holiness and the goodness of our God. This morning I would like to read something the Lord led me to, and I had an overwhelming burden to share this. It's going to be very simple, but it's also very profound, and many of us are used to this story. We know this story well. It comes out of Daniel 3. It's where Nebuchadnezzar is at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where Nebuchadnezzar was going to throw them in the furnace. And I'm not going to read everything, but they were supposed to bow down to this idol, and they didn't want to bow down, and the king even gave them a second chance. And I'll start reading there. And there were certain Jews when thou hast set through the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And I just want to stop right there. Let's just kind of think back to this moment. Here they had refused to bow down to this god. They had refused to obey the earthly king's commandments. They had rather chose to obey the king of God, the king of heavens, his commandments, and not have no other gods before us. And now they were facing this crucial moment. They knew that Nebuchadnezzar was upset. And they knew that whatever Nebuchadnezzar decided would be done. They knew that if Nebuchadnezzar threw them in, one of them in the jail, in the fire furnace, they would be thrown into the fire furnace. Just think of the courage, the trust, the faith, the overwhelming understanding of God's wonderful ways was in their hearts at this time. I imagine their hearts were trembling with fear, but their steadfastness of trusting in God. It comes out in these words that they say here. Their trust in God was not wavering. Where's your trust in God? Are you being faced with some overwhelming... do you have an idol in your life, something that you can't get rid of? Are you bowing down to that idol? Well, someday, if you continue to bow down to that idol, your God, or your king that you come before with fear and trembling, will not be Nebuchadnezzar, but will be God himself. And I just plead for you to get rid of every idol that is in your life, whether it be sports or maybe spending too much time on the phone, or maybe working too much, or money. You know, there's many different idols that we can have in this life. We serve a very jealous God. But anyway, God wants us to have our full attention put into Him. Nebuchadnezzar gives him another chance, or says he will give them another chance. But here's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's answer. And they said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. In other words, king, we want to respect you, but we can't respect you because we're not going to speak against the God of heaven. We're going to only say what God allows us to say. And they didn't care what Nebuchadnezzar thought. So they told him, we're not going to be careful what we answer to thee. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O God. Such powerful faith in God, unwavering faith in God, that no matter what becomes, God will take care of them. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thee, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And I'd just like to make a plea to have that set into each one of our hearts, to not worship the gods of this world, but to have our hearts completely and fervently and earnestly set on God, come what may, set on God. Here they were being faced with being thrown into the fire, and they said, they just told me, it doesn't matter. Be it known unto thee, O King, we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then the king, then Nebuchadnezzar, full fury in the form of his visage, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And we know that they threw them into the fire. And when they threw them into the fire, the flames slew the army, slew the men that threw them in. That's how hot the fire was. But here's the beautiful part. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, oh, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. It was the Son of God. And that same Son of God, that same power that God has, is the same power that God will put into your life to help you walk away from the idols. And if you end up being persecuted because you maybe look down on, because you turn your back on some of your friends, that same God will come and pick you up. That same Jesus who died on the cross, that same Jesus who with his own power and strength has helped you overcome the world. Whosoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone that is loved of him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we keep God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith in Jesus Christ, that Jesus did enough on the cross, and that his power, his resurrection power, from being risen up after dying on the cross, is enough to take you through any trial that you face. It's enough to turn you away from any temptation that you face, and is powerful enough to take you into an everlasting life. It's because of our faith in Jesus Christ and our trust in his word that he will do what his word says. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.